A Parcel for Anna Brown by Miranda Dickinson. Read by Claire Corbett.
Chapter 1. The UPS delivery man waited in line, checking his watch. It had been a long day already, and he still had 2 hours of his shift remaining. Traffic was backed up 2 miles out of the city on the main arteries, and it was only going to get worse as the weekend rush began. He would be late, as he was nearly every Friday evening. His wife would not be happy, neither would his kid, waiting for Daddy to come home and try out his new football in the back garden, like he'd promised. Ahead of him, a line of 3 people waited not so patiently to receive security passes. They were red-faced and rude, loudly voicing their annoyance, as a young receptionist did her best to remain affable. Too many people in this city were willing to engage their mouths before their brains, the delivery man concluded. God forbid he should ever have to work in a city building. Trapped inside steel walls, breathing everyone else's recycled air, office politics as unforgiving as the aircon. That wasn't the life for him. Visiting them on his round was bad enough. The sense of relief he felt climbing back into his delivery van confirmed the rightness of his career choice. At least he could drive away from places like these, even if it was to visit identical buildings somewhere else in the city. He glanced up at the large atrium, rising 6 stories to a domed glass ceiling, the imposing architecture befitting a national newspaper. Marble floors and mahogany fixtures, subtle uplighting, and large brushed steel planters filled with greenery at the foot of a glass lift, which reminded him of a Roald Dahl story he'd read as a boy. It was the kind of building his brother Warren would kill to enter, with his cheap suit and greedy ambition. Not that the dodgy knockoffs his brother peddled were ever likely to get him into this place. Warren could take the mickey out of him all he liked for being a jumped-up postie, but it meant he could enter fancy city buildings where his brother would never be admitted. That was something. Smiling to himself a little unkindly, the delivery man stepped forward as the party ahead of him moved on. The young woman behind the reception desk apologised for his wait. She had a pretty smile, he thought, the kind that transforms a face when it appears.
How can I help you today?
The delivery man lifted up a package.
I have a parcel, he checked the label. For Anna Brown?
The woman's pale blue eyes widened.
Oh, that's me.
Her apparent shock made him grin. In a round made up exclusively of business deliveries to corporate offices, it wasn't often that somebody was surprised to receive a package.
You weren't expecting anything?
No, not at all.
She leaned forward a little, lowering her voice.
I never get parcels, not here or at home, she confided, peering at the package.
Must be your lucky day, sweetheart,
the delivery man smiled, giving her his handheld device and leaning against the desk while she signed.
You have a good day.
He paused while he debated whether or not to say more, and then went ahead.
Hope it's something nice.
Chapter 2. It had just been an ordinary Friday for Anna Brown. She arrived for work exactly 20 minutes early, as she always did, stowed her belongings in the small staff kitchen behind the huge slate wall of the reception area, and took her place behind the desk. First task of the day was checking for notes in the diary for any important meetings due to take place at the Daily Messenger. There had been 3 marked for today. A visit from a trio of board members to see the newspaper's editor, Juliet Evans, the purpose of which was no doubt likely to set tongues wagging among the Messenger's employees. A team of accountants due to meet the finance department at midday, and a raft of hopefuls expected from 2 o'clock for the next intake of the paper's highly prized internship scheme. There had been nothing to suggest today would be remarkable, save perhaps for an official-looking brown envelope waiting for Anna in her pigeonhole. A glance across the wall of uniform wooden boxes when she'd arrived confirmed that every